Multiple arrests made during illegal gambling den bust in Florida. Authorities in Florida have shut down an illegal gambling operation, resulting in multiple arrests. According to the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office, SJSO, the police seized gambling machines, drugs, and a large amount of cash. Dubbed Operation Express Jackpot, the raid followed an extensive investigation that began over 6 months ago. Undercover agents were sent to investigate the illegal gambling venue located at the 207 Express Mart on West Church Street in Hastings after receiving a tip-off. The undercover detectives visited the venue multiple times, successfully purchasing drug paraphernalia and using unlicensed electronic gambling machines. They also conducted several narcotics transactions in the property's parking lot, according to the SJSO. Armed with this evidence, deputies obtained a search warrant for the business. Numerous arrests during raid. Upon raiding the 207 Express Mart, law enforcement officials seized four gambling machines, a substantial amount of drug paraphernalia, gambling payout equipment, and approximately $400,000 in cash. The SJSO issued arrest warrants, leading to the apprehension of several individuals believed to be involved in the illegal operation. The arrests were made possible through the collaborative efforts of the SJSO Special Investigations Unit, K-9 Unit, Task Force, and the Putnam County Sheriff's Office. Those arrested include Wei Fang, Iris Liu, Reginald Smith, James Patterson, Yvonne Hall, Philip Myers, and Sherry Williams. Each faces numerous charges, including drug distribution and possession. The multi-agency drug abatement response team also inspected the location and found several violations related to electricity, food storage, and cleanliness. Officers praised for professionalism. Sheriff Robert Hardwick commented on the operation, highlighting the strong relationship between the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office and the community. He praised the detectives for their quick and professional response, which led to the successful crackdown on the illegal business. Quote, "This investigation is just one example of the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office commitment to provide first-class customer service to our entire community. Please remember, if you see something, say something." Sheriff Robert Hardwick, St. Johns County Sheriff's Office. The investigation remains ongoing, and authorities are urging anyone with information to contact the SJSO.